Ms. Taranjo, if you could go ahead with your closing remarks.
Good morning. I am actually turning it over to Eric Heim from Nordic for the Nordic's closing remarks. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Can you see me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good morning. So I'm just going to make some brief closing remarks. Actually, right now, as we speak, it's a three-year anniversary since we selected the Belfast location. And today, or these days, is a big time for Maine as well to decide its future in aquaculture. So I just wanted to say, well, first of all, thank you to the board and the professional staff at the EP for, and AG for vetting this project. We know enormous amounts of effort have gone into this. And our staff and vendors have responded to all questions to the best of their ability along the way as well. And I personally permitted projects across the US and abroad. And based upon my experience, I can firmly say that the permitting in Maine holds a very high standard. We have submitted more documentation in this project than anywhere else. And to put it this way, a lot more. So, and based upon my 10 years of experience in citing these projects, you know, I can also say on behalf of us that we remain extremely happy with this site selection from a aquaculture perspective. We looked all along the eastern coastline, and Belfast is a central location where we can attract, develop, and retain talent. And that is actually a competitive factor in this industry. And it's also quite unique to actually find and have clean and cold seawater, fresh water, all in one location. It's difficult to find. And then somebody asked me, why have you put up with all the turbulence and delays in Belfast? And it's true, this process has been costly and lengthy, but making the right choice of a long-term location overrides all of that. So when we make a commitment to elected officials and citizens of any community that have opened our door to us, we take that seriously. And that's why we are still here. And we are clearly not the only ones who are sacrificed along this process. I guess that it's both sides of the aisles in this process, but we are thankful, you know, to many of the parties and persons who have believed in us. And we know there are those that still disagree with us and our plans, and we respect that. In this process, I believe everybody has been heard. We have done countless voluntary and mandatory information meetings in Belfast. We have had an open door policy for everyone to come in and talk to us, and we have shared information continuously. I wish some of those who had concerns had chosen dialogue and come more often to talk to us, but we realized that, you know, sometimes agreement cannot be reached, and we hope that will change over time if this project is approved. So, but what we have done is taken all opinions seriously and listened along the way. And many have been helpful for us in fine tuning our proposals and plans to local conditions. And then there are some claims and opinions that simply been really hard to reconcile with reality or practical solutions. And that's just the way it is. You know, proposals for zero discharge claims that, you know, our standards are harmful to the bay compared to other solutions, and that fish will escape, simply do not add up with practical reality. And I think we've done a pretty extensive job in showing that. So, and I think, you know, we've invited professional scrutiny from third parties, and that's been an important part of the process for us as well, because we want to be sure that we are doing the right thing as well. And I'd like to just say that, you know, we do have the track record to prove it. We have never had an escape incident in our farms. We have never had major die-offs. We have never had major disease outbreaks, as we've told the board before. And to prove it, we have certifications with the Aquaculture Stewardship Council and Global GAP, both leading international certification organizations in sustainable aquaculture. But I'd like to say, as you know, I close this up, if approved, we will continue to listen to any concerns. And we will continue to address those through robust data and science. And, you know, at the same time, we understand that a thriving business is about community and people as well, and prosperity for those people. And, you know, and I understand some of the concerns here today. And, you know, our task is really to work to show, you know, that we have really worked through these things and have confidence that, you know, this will be a success for Belfast and the area around it. And it's important to remember our brand is built on sustainability, quality, and responsible practices. We have strong incentives to make this work for Belfast and Maine. Finally, I'd like to just say that COVID-19 and economic impacts, taken into account, this project provides a substantial investment and jobs that can play into the economic recovery of Maine without sacrificing the environment and other livelihoods. And I think, you know, it means good paying jobs for Mainers with a company that has shown and proven good employment practices, both in Belfast and our US headquarters in Portland. So we are excited about all the positives we believe we can bring to the state and the future, and of course, to the board's decision here today. So that's my closing comments. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all the interveners who commented and did not have to take us up on the offer right now. It's been a very valuable process, I think, for the board.